I know I wander back and forth. This is Leona Jane McKnight again talking. I have different thoughts that come into my mind about the past. I wanted to mention that when my dad was having some hard times in the early days of our youth, and men couldn't find jobs, and then he wasn't in business, the men were called to the WPA, which was meant Works Project Administration, put on by the government, whereby the men went to either dig ditches or work in cement or help build railroads and roads and different projects around the city. And my dad got a job in that, as well as a lot of other men who were in the Depression era. Now, Grandpa, my dad, who was later called Grandpa, his folks were all buried at Cedar Grove Cemetery. That's the one outside of Notre Dame, down on Notre Dame Avenue, between Angela Boulevard and the college. And there are several names there of Bartizac, which I believe were my dad's grandfather and his father. And then there were a few others whom I do not, I'm not familiar with, but I know that Joseph Jr. Was the son that was died from burns, that was Uncle Joe's boy. He died in 1924. Now, the stone out there tells you who, like for instance, there gives a name, Ozeus, and then it says Jadush. Jadush means grandpa. And in some of the daughters, two daughters, in fact, are buried also at this cemetery. And I think that's where the history of the family starts. Now, they only have the dates of the years of the deceased, but at this time, I'm not sure where the Bartizacs came from in Poland. Now, from what I understand, that on my grandma's side, my mother's mother, she was probably from Poznan, that's P-O-Z-N-A-N, in Poland, because her niece, who was Mary Radecki, that came here with her daughter Sabina, came to Ellis Island, as I had mentioned previously, in the hold of a ship. She was 9 months old, Sabina. They came from Poland. So I just assume that my grandma came from there, although I'm sure the records can be found in the courthouse, which I'm hoping to do, go down and see what country they were from, if it's listed in the obituary, and the years they were born, and a little bit of history. I'm sure that we can find something there that's that would be interesting. Now, over at the Notre Dame Library, my friend had been there looking up her family's history, and she said she saw under my name Bartizac where there was a spy in Europe. I don't know if I'm repeating this story, but her name was Bartizac also. She was a woman spy during World War II and tried to help her country, but she was caught by the Germans and put to death. And that's all the history that I could find out from her hearsay. As I couldn't find the books when I got there. They said a lot of the history and records were sent down to Indianapolis. So that's where one would have to go to read more about this beautiful and interesting name of Bartizac. I liken the cousin who had the career or who had been a spy in Poland under the name of Bartizac to the case of Matta Harry, who was a woman by that name in the early 20s who did spy for our country against the Germans at that time. And that's why I bring up that name, Matta Harry. Also, Greta Garbo, the celebrated actress, played that part in the movies. And whenever that name comes up, I always think of someone trying to help their country. I didn't know that there would be a person like that in my bloodline that was so brave and courageous as to spy and report to her to the authorities the activities of the Germans, even though at the cost of her life, which seems like there wouldn't be too many women in the world that would do a thing like that, but she was one of those. And so I feel very proud that someone in my family had done that. Not many people can say that. And but one doesn't know what they could actually do if they were under stress. When my mother was in her early days of youth, and I'd hear her singing, I can remember a song she loved very much. This is my mother, Sophie. She would sing, and it was called Ramona. And it went like this. Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, I hear that they have spoke of love. I love you, Ramona. And then that's all I remember of that song. Now, my grandma, I'm sure that her favorite must have been...
What did you steal my Pepsi for?
My mother also loved a song called It Happened in Monterey, and I can correlate this song with an address, 165 Garfield Court, where we live, just off of fashionable Washington Street, say when we were about 12 years old, and I can remember Mother singing this. It is a World War I song, I believe, but it's very pretty. It goes like this. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. It happened in Monterey a time I did not know. La 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 la. The rest of the song I do not have the words to, but I remember the it had some lovely lyrics. Now, my grandmother, she didn't speak English, and she lived in this country, of course, in the Polish neighborhood. So bringing up a family, she had everything so handy with her neighbors and the business community, which was Polish, that she didn't know too many words in English. But I remember her saying when something was enough, I remember her saying, all right, that's enough. She would always put the G in there to the nuff, and I thought that was so cute. And we mostly communicated in Polish when we were kids. But I imagine her favorite song, and when she came here, when sang it, I'm sure that being away from her home in Poland, she had many blue times here too, but it was the national anthem of the Polish people, and it was called Jeszcze Polska nie zginęła. That means Poland has not yet disappeared, and it goes like this. Jeszcze Polska nie zginęła, la 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 la. I do not know all the lyrics, but it sure has a lovely melody. And that I would hear Grandma sing every now and again. This sweet grandma used to play bunco with us kids. Well, it's a game where you have three dice and roll out. Say you're going to play on one, and then you have to, each player gets a turn, and they throw out the dice from 1 to 12, to 6 rather, and the one who got to the score of 23 first was the winner. And we spent many an evening playing that game, because she understood it, and we had such a good time doing it, and it would pass the time. There was no television, of course, in the 30s and 40s, so we would play that game with her. What I wanted to mention about Grandma is another dish that she served us that my mother also learned to make. The Polish people all knew how to make this soup. It was called czarnina. Well, it was a soup that was made from, and I know it would repel a lot of people. It sounds repulsive, but it is duck's blood that is mixed with different ingredients to make a soup. Usually there were dumplings in it and raisins, and sometimes pears. Now, it was a delicious soup, and we, as children, didn't know particularly what we were eating there, but all we knew was that everybody was enjoying it, and we did so as well. My mother had that recipe passed down to her. I've never made it, but it's kind of gone out of style at this point. I don't know if the Polish people that come here continued making this soup. I imagine they have, because it was quite filling and very, very delicious. And it seemed to have a red color. I think they also put beets in it. My grandmother, she was really a remarkable person.